Hello, everybody. I just want to create a quick boo here. Yeah, quick, whatever. They're always 5 minutes, and I'm always bitching about how they're not long enough. No, I just want to hype CBG number 50, which I just uploaded. And I edited pretty much for most of the day today. I've started at, I think, like around 1 in the afternoon. And earlier than that, I started editing around noon, and I was finished at around, 8 p.m.-ish. And then I had to edit the outro, which is a bunch of clips that H-Bomb was so kind to pick out and cut out of the, out of our episodes, since he has a better memory of, when certain things happen and in which episode in specific. So, everybody enjoy our 50th show. It is over 2 hours and 16 minutes. Sorry, 2 hours and 12 minutes and 16 seconds. So it's a long one. I personally love the outro. What I did with the outro, instead of editing everything into one chunk, what I did is I put the Versus music from Street Fighter 3 Second Impact, which I always liked. It's like a 2 second clip. Not even 2 seconds, like a second and a half. And I put that in between the clips so that you could differentiate that they were from a different episode. Other than that, I can't believe it's been a month since I've uploaded a show here, since we've recorded one. Well, we recorded CBG 50, but, you know, there was mic issues, which weren't mic issues at all. It's just Windows 7 is stupid when it comes to recording audio. I have no idea why it does that, but whatever. Or maybe it's just Audacity. Maybe it's just Audacity, I don't know. I would like to, maybe in the future, like to see H-Bomb invest into something better to record his audio with. Because SoundForge, Audacity's good for editing, especially if you're running a dual core. But to be honest with you, as far as recording goes, I don't like it. I don't like it because you can't monitor your levels as well. It's easily ignorable, and I just like SoundForge better for recording my voice or doing any single track editing. But of course, I'm still looking for a better supported multi-track editing software that I can use for the podcasts. That's relatively simple to use. It's basically something that works like Audacity, but that is more reliable. That's what I'm looking for. So yeah, anyways, CBG 50, so we talk quite a bit about what we've been playing, as well as some of the stuff that's going on in the news. We don't spend too much time on the news, because in the episode itself, we talk a lot about the top 50 games that we think people should play. And that's pretty much the meat and taters here. Man, there's a lot of sirens going off in my neighborhood today. It's like I'm living in Chicago. Anyways, it's a great show. I liked it. It was a very long edit. I only took maybe an hour break in between that to do everything, because there was a lot of dead air. You know when something's dead air, but it's dead air to the point where it's not long, but to the point where it's noticeable. There was a lot of that in there, and I had removed most of it, I would say, as well as, us coughing and stuff like that. You have to get rid of that too, so it's quite a bit of work, but well worth it. I'm certainly going to enjoy listening to it going to work tomorrow morning, and I hope so will you. So until then, I bid you farewell and have a good night. Toodles.